What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is the Rick Stacey Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
All right, welcome to the program again. It's brought to you by Farrah & Farrah. Now, the big news is not really big news, but this is the lead story. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court ruled against the freezing the $2 billion of U.S. aid funds. What it is funds for stuff that's been done already. So it doesn't really matter what the stuff is. I don't know if it's on the list of all the garbage they wasted our money on or not, but
right.
Trump wanted to stop the funds. He wanted to stop all funds to kind of like sift through it and find out what's fraud, what's not, who's it going to. We're losing. This is one thing that people don't say enough, and the media is not covering it. Every time you hear a story about Doge, all you hear is Musk is trying to steal your money, which blows my mind. That is like the worst narrative ever.
Yeah, you think the biggest crook is the world's richest guy?
Yeah, it's like even the lamest left-wing nutcase doesn't believe that. But he saw the speech on Tuesday. They're all holding up those little, what are those things called? Those little cards?
They were like bingo signs. It was embarrassing. It's like they went to Home Depot and had it made. You spent your time on that? I hope you had a fun trip to Michael's, losers.
And then they had like sayings on them. One of them was, Musk steals. Look. Forget the politics of it. It doesn't matter what the situation is. That is the farthest from the truth of anything they could have thought of. And yet they march it out there like people are going to go, oh, yeah, Musk is trying to steal our stuff. Yeah, I'm sure Musk wants your grandmother's $60 a month from Social Security. He needs that because he's only worth $467 billion.
Mm-hmm. Help the guy in the desert stealing my sandbags.
Yeah, exactly. Good analogy.
Right.
I'm jealous. I'm not good at analogy.
Like, I mean, the guy's, he's the richest man on the planet.
So in a 5-4 split decision, the Supreme Court has denied the Trump administration's application for a stay of a district court's temporary restraining order against the administration's effort to freeze $2 billion in funds from the U.S. Agency for International Development. The work, for whatever it is, has been done already. This is going to happen a lot. It's not a big deal. So,
oh, yeah,
but that's the lead story, and I'm sure they'll find a way to make it something of a pejorative against Trump, but we'll see what happens later today. Now, everybody's still reeling from Tuesday night. That was insane.
I know.
Oh, the meetings that followed were their own thing.
Dude, the stuff that people, you know, remember when we had, who was the guy that we had on that said after Trump gets elected, this is going to cause major mental illness?
Oh, yeah, they said that, I forget who the doctor was, but was it Dr. Oz?
No, it wasn't a doctor. It was, God, he goes on Fox, he's been on CNN.
He's a contributor of some sort.
Yeah, he's really good, though. But he mentioned that, you know, when this is all said and done, there's going to be some real, honest to goodness, I'm talking about real derangement syndrome, you know, because of Trump. And there is real derangement syndrome that they couldn't stand up and applaud a little boy has cancer, terminal cancer, wants to be a cop, that they couldn't even have humanity at that moment, just for a second. They hate Trump so much.
I'm not going to be ignored.
Well, they don't just hate Trump. They hate people. They hate kids. They just hate in general, because deep down they hate themselves. So that's where that's coming from.
So the White House press secretary, my favorite now, Caroline Leavitt, had this to say when she came on yesterday.
How could anyone possibly be opposed to any of this action that he is taking? Well, apparently the modern day Democrat Party could. The behavior of Democrats last night was completely disgraceful and demonstrated how severely out of touch they are with the American public. It was the most shameful moment in the history of presidential addresses in that beautiful chamber. In what was supposed to be a unifying moment for our country, Democrat members of Congress instead screamed at the President of the United States, who was just overwhelmingly reelected by their constituents, walked out of the chamber, and worst of all, they disrespected the American people. Democrats didn't stand to keep men out of women's sports. They couldn't even clap for a girl who got her head smashed in by a man on a volleyball court. Democrats didn't stand for an innocent and beautiful child who is surviving brain cancer. They opposed eliminating taxes on tips and Social Security. They didn't stand in favor of cutting taxes for hardworking Americans. They couldn't even clap for two mothers whose daughters were killed by illegal aliens. One of the only things that could get Democrats off their feet last night was cheering for Ukraine, not for America. Last night was a very clarifying moment for our country. The Democrats exposed themselves as the party of insanity and hate, the party that wants to put America last. They've allowed their Trump derangement syndrome to stop them from celebrating America and our people, and we will not allow them to forget that. And it's not just the Democrat Party. The mainstream media still doesn't get it. Last night, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace disgustingly looped in a 13-year-old boy with brain cancer into an attack on the president over January 6th.
Yep. That was the most disgusting part of this whole thing. Megyn Kelly talked about it. And she also spoke about the little boy whose name is DJ Daniel. He's 13. He has brain cancer. He's not expected to survive. He wasn't expected to survive.
He was told he had, I think, 5 months to live, and he's now lived 6 years.
Yeah, he's now lived 6 years. He's always wanted to be a cop, and Trump gave him a badge.
I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
I mean, how could you not clap for that? That's just...
No, I'm going to sit here because I don't like him.
So he got his badge. A lot of police departments across the nation made him an honorary officer. He was in his police uniform there. Yep. He got his little flip thing, like, you know, just the facts, ma'am. He got his little flip thing with the badge in it. It was really cool. And later on, he was in the Oval Office.
What a good-looking family, huh?
There's one more thing I got for you. A big hug.
Okay, good.
So sweet.
That's very nice. Look at that family you got, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Very nice. How are you? Nice to see you. Nice to see you. That was a big evening last night, right?
Yes, it was.
That was a big evening.
Yeah, Big Lee thing, and DJ gave the president a hug. It was really cool, really cool. But then we got to go over to MSNBC. I thought they were going to change their direction, but I guess that's just a lie. They just wanted to get rid of Joy Reid for I don't know why. But
to appease people, it was like, oh, look, we're firing this one person, but we'll replace her with someone that's exactly the same.
We're going to do something.
This is Nicole Wallace. She used to be a Republican, believe it or not, but she couldn't make money. I guess she shouldn't be on MSNBC. She's not good enough for any of these networks, but she's there. And this is what Megyn Kelly told us she said last night.
Here is that MSNBC reaction that I teased at the top of the show, and this was in response to little DJ. And honestly, I don't know what's happened to this person. She used to be a Republican. She was the person who shepherded Chief Justice John Roberts through his confirmation process. It's Nicole Wallace, who now, I think her next job will be with the Lincoln Project. Here was her reaction to sweet 13-year-old DJ.
It was a genuinely beautiful moment. The beauty of that child is the tragedy of the Trump presidency. Because we don't know how he survived pediatric cancer, but it is likely he benefited from some sort of cancer research. And it is a fact that Trump has slashed cancer research. And I hope
that you can just march yourself out there as a professional journalist, as they think of themselves, mm-hmm. and say a lie like that. Just say something that is completely untrue. I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that? I dare not do that on here. Mm-hmm. This is just a little radio station in Orlando. She's on nationwide. She just marched out there and went ahead and said what you just heard. And it's absolutely not true. Just like Musk is not going to steal your money.
But look who she's speaking for, MSNBC. They're known for lying. That's what all of their people do. So to her, it's just another day.
I thought the new CEO said they were going to make it a mainstream news, you know, outfit. I guess
feel like
not.
They said that to hold you over for a little bit.
All right, let's keep going. Nicole Wallace.
Hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
Oh my God.
How do you get there? How do you get there from a 13-year-old cancer victim mm-hmm. who just wants to be a police officer?
Yes.
How do you get to such hateful rhetoric like that? These people are broken. Literally, they're broken. We used to joke, Trump derangement syndrome. Mm-hmm. It's actually a thing. That you can't chalk this up to anything else. It's mental illness.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, and I think most people know.
I know what mental illness looks like.
And sounds like. All right. Okay, time for contest. You two guys.
All right.
I'm going to get, here's CBS's. This is CBS News. It isn't Fox News. Are you Fox Newsians with your Trump nonsense? This is CBS News. CBS poll after the speech on Tuesday night. I'll ask you what percentage approve and what percentage disapprove, and whoever comes closest wins that point.
Of the speech?
Yeah, the speech. Okay. When you win, will you write down how many points you just like a stick? Sure, just sure. Put a stick down, and I can't keep track of anything. My mind's like mush. All right, so the first question is, general views of Trump's speech. What percentage, Jill, would you say approve? And what percentage would you say, just give me the approval percentage.
I'm going high. I'm going 80%.
80%. Smoke, what is yours?
I'll go 85.
Oh, well, it's whoever's closest, 80%. It's Jill.
Woo!
76%. That's a lot. All right, next one. Time Trump spent on issues you care about. A lot percent, a little, you know, and not at all. So which one do you say? We'll just go with a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah. What's the percentage of people who watch a speech that think they talked about the issues you care about?
Oh, I have to give you actual number?
Yeah, just a percentage.
Out
of everybody that watched it was surveyed, who said a lot?
87.
87, Smoke?
92.
Jill wins again. 63%.
Oh, I need to start going lower.
Yeah, you do. You're kind of, you know. Okay. In a speech, Trump was among... Okay, what is this? Let me see. I'll skip that one. Does Trump have a clear plan for inflation? Does Trump have a clear plan for inflation? How many people, percentage-wise, that saw the speech think he does?
I'm going lower. I'm going 65.
65, Smoke?
70.
Let me see. I'm not good at math. You said 65.
Uh-huh.
And you said 70?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a tie.
What's the answer?
68.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Okay, so that doesn't
we'll
count.
We'll give us each one.
That doesn't count for anybody.
No? Okay.
All right. In the CBS News poll, how many people, percentage now, like Trump's plans for the country in general? Oh, no, for waste in government, for the Doge thing. How many people like what he's doing with the Doge plan?
I'm going 90.
Okay. Smoke?
Yeah, 90.
No, you can't do the same thing.
Oh, well, then let me go first, because she's got to go first every time. No wonder she's winning.
All right. You want to do that? Fine.
Nah, it's too late. She's already given her thing.
Oh, they're
92.
Crying. I can't handle it.
Okay, you said 90?
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
Just 92.
Go, you could go one above. Just do 91. Do Price is Right rules.
Smoke, you lose. Jill, you win again. It's 3-0.
What was the answer?
77%.
Okay.
All right. I'll go with you first then, Smoke. Is Trump accurate when he described the crime problem in this country? What percentage of people think he is accurate about what's happened to our country when it comes to crime?
63%.
63%. Jill?
I'm going 80.
Jill, you lose. Smoke, you got it. So now it's 3-1. One more, I think. Yeah, just one more. You can't win. I mean, he can't win. But anyway, having the congressman, the one that looks like the Geico guy, remember the Geico caveman that got removed?
Oh, yeah.
Al Green. Holding up his cane, you know, there is no mandate, whatever. How many people in this survey from CBS News polls approve of the removal of Al Green during the speech?
100%.
Okay, Jill?
82.
Jill wins that one. It's 76%. She wins the game.
Ow.
You get nothing.
No. Well, we can get her a major appliance, right?
At least give me a gold star.
All right.
I'll make a chart.
The other big news yesterday, the father of Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, who was killed during the withdrawal, the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, got a call from Trump yesterday. Trump called him directly to tell him they have caught the mastermind, the guy who was responsible for the attack.
And this should not be a partisan issue whatsoever, the death of our kids, and certainly what fantastic news we all just heard last night with this man being arrested. You would think that every single person in that place would be standing up and applauding and cheering. And we all know there was only one side that seemed to be doing that. There was probably only a third of the Democrats even so much as clapped, which is incredibly insulting as a Gold Star family. This has got nothing to do with politics. This is our military we're talking about. And that needs to change.
And that means a lot to me because that's that night that my wife called me after the 13 service members got killed by suicide bomber. And that's when she said, I'm going to put the sign on the door that says, if you agree with this administration, I don't need your business. Don't come in. Mm-hmm. And of course, that got interpreted like, Rick and Angie hate Democrats. No, yeah. We don't. And you know the smart. You know what's cool about it, though? The smart Democrats actually still came in to eat there at the diner in DeBary.
Well, they took it as, you know, if you voted for Biden, you're not welcome here.
Yeah, the dumb Democrats, we got rid of them. So it kind of made the place a little better.
It's better.
And it wasn't about politics. It just thinned out the herd. You know what I'm saying? But Trump called him directly about this whole thing.
He gave us the news that they arrested the Pakistan intelligence had arrested the man that masterminded the suicide bombing that killed our kids. And we were all taken aback, you know, because we weren't expecting that to be the news he was going to be talking about. It was absolutely amazing to hear. You know, anytime you can start to get a little bit of closure is always a good thing.
Yeah, and this was a major embarrassment for us.
In the Abbey Gate bombing during the disastrous and incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan, not that they were withdrawing, it was the way they withdrew. Perhaps the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country.
And here's the irony of it all. Think about this. Before that happened, we were pretty, I mean, even with Biden in office, we hadn't stuck our foot in it yet. We were doing pretty well as far as respect for our military and our operations goes. Then when Putin, yes, Putin, this is for you people that think, oh, Trump is a Putin stooge. When Putin saw what Biden did in Afghanistan, this whole mess where 170 civilians and 13 U.S. service members got killed by a suicide bomb, and then the chaotic, I still remember the video of Afghanis who helped us, interpreters, people who cleaned their sleeping quarters.
We left them there.
We left them there, and they were hanging on to the side of a C-130 for their lives, thinking they were going to actually be picked up by the wheels and brought to the U.S. What we did to those people, there's no excuse. And then a few days after that, remember when Biden bombed the family and killed everything, the children, the mother, the father? They thought they were terrorists, and it turns out they were just delivering water? No, the insanity.
Disgraceful.
When Putin saw all that, he was like... I'm going into Ukraine because he's wanted to go in Ukraine again for a long time since Obama. He went into Ukraine once, and this time he said, well, now I got no problem. Look at this mess.
Yeah, we were weak for 4 years.
Yeah, so. All right, college in California. This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. The University of California, Davis, has announced plans to convert its men's and women's locker rooms at its recreation centers on campus into universal all-sex locker rooms.
Why?
What is going on?
Exactly.
All-sex locker room? It's going to be all-sex if you let everybody in there.
But, like, what's with the obsession of sexualizing everything? I don't understand that. Is that to desensitize people, specifically children, so that they can come after your kids? What's the deal?
No, it's to make me feel special and unique.
And progressive and, you know, evolved. You know, in my lifetime, I've seen a lot of crap go down, but in my lifetime, I have never seen a party, and I'm not going to even use just a bunch of people that are in Congress. I've never seen so many people that are literally mentally ill. Remember, this is the party that fought for women's rights. They always say that. You know, they wore the vagina hats at some protest. You know, it's all about women. The feminists. Remember that movement? Remember the Pound Me Too movement? I'm sorry, the hash, what was it? What was the real
hashtag
name?
Hashtag Me Too.
Hashtag Me Too. Remember all that? What happened to all that?
Yeah.
That was the party that was supporting all that. Now they hate women because they're destroying women's athletics.
That was just to make themselves feel better when all these women came forward saying that they were, like, assaulted by Harvey Weinstein and people kept working for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, I better support it so people don't think I'm a creep.
Yeah, there was all kinds of stuff. You know, they're all about that. They're all about mutilating children, minors, cutting their genitals off. They're all about that.
That's what blew my mind the other night was... The Democratic Party had, you know, they're all about the facade and pulling the curtain over your eyes. They all came in wearing pink in support for women's rights, but yet they voted for men to play in women's sports.
Just 24 hours earlier.
I mean, it's chaos over there, man.
It's crazy. And of course, they're the ones that are all for criminals. Criminals are a priority over us people.
Right.
I mean, look what happened in Boston. Guys going around trying to stab people. And she goes out there and says, we pray for the family of the criminal.
Of the would-be murderer if we didn't stop them.
Yeah, it's crazy. But let's go back to this for just a second. Universal locker rooms at this college in California. Dana Loesch had something to say about this.
I feel like the people who make these rules literally themselves have never played sports. And they have no idea, you know, about... what goes on in a locker room, what, you know, I mean, it's, if you're a young woman, it's already, you know, especially when you're getting into sports, it's a weird thing. You go in the locker room, all the other girls are there, you're changing, you know, all this other stuff, and you just want to get out and you want to play. Throwing dudes into the mix is just, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, and it's prioritizing them over the women. And Laura, this is what I'd never understand this. The left tells us that if a man who wants to be a woman feels uncomfortable in men's changing spaces, then he's accommodated. But if a woman feels uncomfortable about a man in women's changing spaces, then they're called bigots. Women are called bigots and they're ridiculed and they're publicly smeared in the press. This is the promotion of one over the other in front of the law, which is completely anti-American and antithetical to everything we've established in this republic. And it's just offensive. I mean, there's a clear difference between men and women. And for all of the years of third and fourth wave and all of the other waves of feminism, what have women gotten from this cottage grifter industry? They can't define women anymore. Women are not defended in public. I mean, we were talking about Kate McNabb and these other young ladies.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is horrible. It's unbelievable that it's going on. But I want you to remember in 12 months elections come by again for, you know.
It's the whatchamacallits, you're right.
Yeah, the whatchamacallits, you know. I want you to remember all this. Mm-hmm. Remember all this. They're for criminals, they're for chopping up little kids, they're for men and women's sports and locker rooms.
But I mean, they let me use my pronouns, so I like them.
Yeah, the insanity is I don't know, I'm going crazy. I hear it and I can't believe maybe I fell asleep like a year ago and I'm just dreaming all this stuff.
We had actually gotten a hate comment from some girl that said, Trump was lying. All the money that Doge cut back, none of that went to transgender mice. He made it all up, and that we're unprofessional. We should do our due diligence. And then I checked her page, and it's riddled with pronouns. So that just completely discredited her altogether.
Actually, we do our due diligence because it's provided for us by Doge every day. If you think you can be fair and you can take your little hate mail and shove it up your ass and then go over to Doge and you can see the receipts, the actual purchase orders and receipts that are printed from USA. You can see those for yourself, but you won't do that because that would prove you wrong and you can't handle that because you're weak, frail, and you're insecure.
Damn, I felt that. I got to move away. That hurt my feelings a little bit.
What are you looking at, mother?
All right, I'm going to play the act. This is my favorite part of the speech on Tuesday. It was insignificant, but I thought just the way he said it and what he said, it's about Social Security, was great. This is Trump.
According to the Social Security databases, our age over 160 years old. We have a healthier country than I thought, Bobby.
Isn't that great? He had a lot of good lines.
He kept going to the one person that was over 300 years old, and they take the camera and they flash it to
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, she looks so uncomfortable.
She was in a rough spot.
Pelosi, when she was in the driver's seat, would never have tolerated these kinds of shenanigans. But Nancy's got a cracked hip, and now she's riding in the back, it's the Hakeem show.
She's what?
She's got a cracked hip.
It's after that. He says she's what?
She's riding in the back.
Okay. And finally, Trump made... I think he says stuff sometimes just to irritate Democrats. It's wonderful.
Of course he does. And here's the thing they never learn. He tries to push your buttons and you keep letting him. If you just stop, just don't let him get under your skin. He does it on purpose and he has a great time doing it.
But the point is that Greenland, and remember, Russians and the Chinese have been fighting to go, not physically yet, come someday, for the Arctic. I mean, the Arctic is a strategic gold mine for a number of reasons. Shipping, the movement of weapons and weapon systems. Mm-hmm. We need Greenland. Isn't the first time it's come up. Come up for 2 decades. We've been trying to figure out how to get a strategic position near Greenland or Greenland itself.
Everybody
so this
says
isn't
that's
new.
That's going to be the battlefront of the future.
Yeah, and Democrat Fetterman, who's been really commonsensical lately. Weird. But yeah,
He's an actual Democrat that wants to work with Republicans that has common sense. He's not this extreme far left progressive.
Yeah, he didn't read the jazz book to elementary school kids. Okay, so Trump brought up Greenland on Tuesday.
And I also have a message tonight for the incredible people of Greenland. We strongly support your right to determine your own future. And if you choose, we welcome you into the United States of America. We need Greenland for national security and even international security. And we're working with everybody involved to try and get it. But we need it really for international world security. And I think we're going to get it. One way or the other, we're going to get it.
And you know what's funny? Yesterday I heard a newscast. I forget where it was. It was a podcast, out of New York. And they were talking about Greenland. Just in the last 6 weeks since Trump's been in office, has been inundated in tourism. Inundated. Do you know right now of 787 lands or Dreamliner lands in Greenland? There's more people on the plane that they have than they have accommodations for the hotel.
Really?
Yeah, that's how. So they're building like crazy. They have a plan for a new runway so the biggest planes can land.
Isn't that good for Greenland?
Yeah, no, it's great. They don't want us, but boy, they're making out great from what we're doing. So in anticipation of Greenland being the 51st state or just a territory like Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. I've put together a patriotic song. Just a little, twist for Greenland. There you go.
Your land is Greenland. It will be our land. From Kakortok to Etokortormeet, people from Greenland can be American and lose their social security. We'll teach you baseball, we'll show you NASCAR, eat at McDonald's instead of reindeer, take out a mortgage on a new igloo in your barely inhabited cities.
The Sunny Update. We're back. The Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack.
Having fun with a world gone crazy.
Ow! Brought to you by All Electric Services. So I think we all know, whether you voted for Trump for actually because you like Trump, or maybe you were a fan of RFK Jr. and you're part of the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, because there's a lot of people that I think voted for Trump because of RFK Jr. This one lady, this is kind of funny because, you know, we've been talking about things that are going on in the food industry and changes that need to be made and things that need to be eliminated from our food. I think we have 10,000 chemicals that are allowed in our food, and overseas, only about 400 of those are allowed in their food. And this one girl, her name's Food Babe, if you follow her. I follow her on Instagram just because I think she's interesting.
Food Babe.
She's helped make some really big changes, actually, in the food world. She's actually done the research, scheduled meetings with CEOs of these different companies, showed them research, asked them to make some changes, and some of them actually have. She sat down with Chick-fil-A. They had taken a couple of chemicals out of their chicken. There's still work to do, but they're making progress. Mm-hmm. She did a whole thing with Kraft Mac and Cheese to take artificial dyes out of Kraft macaroni and cheese, and now she's moved on to Subway. Now, Subway's already in hot water because their old spokesperson's a pedophile currently serving time in jail. And
of course, the tuna,
tuna controversy.
The whole tuna fish that didn't contain tuna.
It was, not even tuna. It didn't have DNA of fish anywhere.
No, I think it was white fish.
Was it?
It was white fish, not tuna. We've already had this
chicken,
debate.
Whatever, or is this fish?
Yeah, it was fish, but it wasn't tuna. Because they were using like a cheaper, I don't know if it was skate or what it was, but it was a cheaper white fish that they were using instead of tuna fish.
Mm. I object to your summation there, and I
you can object. You're still wrong. But anyway, so now we're moving on to the bread. Did you know about the bread at Subway?
No.
Okay, this is going to blow your mind because you think bread. Remember the fresh. It's what's their motto? Eat fresh. Subway, eat fresh.
Yeah, I love the smell.
And you walk into the Subway and you're like, wow, that smells so good. They're baking some bread. Listen to this.
We got a chemical out of Subway bread called azodicarbonamide. It's a chemical you find in yoga mats and shoe rubber.
It's a chemical that's in yoga mats and shoe rubber that they were putting into their bread.
Subway was not using this chemical in all these other countries.
The rubber that you find in yoga mats was found in the buns at Subway. And you said, hey, can you take the rubber out?
Yeah, well, you know, if you turn a yoga mat sideways, you see evenly dispersed air bubbles. Well, it was doing the same thing in bread. This was a chemical that when it's heated, it turns into a carcinogen. Wow. It does not belong in our food. It's definitely not eating fresh.
Can you believe that?
How is this happening?
Rubber from yoga mats, the chemical that helps like create yoga mats, was in the bread at Subway. So she went around and was like, hey.
When was this?
This was recently.
It's in the bread?
She got it taken out. She went and met with them. And so I think, where I think this comes from is she exposes them. And then they go, oh, crap, someone found out. Now we got to fix it.
It's like that guy, Starbuck. The guy goes around threatening companies that are running DEI secretly. Oh. And then he says, I'm going to write a whole essay on you. And all of a sudden the DEI disappears. So this is the same kind of, great action.
I don't really think, some of them might. I'm not going to judge all of them. But I don't really think all of these companies are going, you know what? We need to do better. We're going to remove this.
It's exposure.
Damn, we're busted. Yeah. Let's change this.
So they sat down. They're lawyers. Think about that. Because they don't just serve up bread and willy-nilly. They know what's in the bread. They definitely know because they got to defend themselves for a lawsuit. So they knew that they were putting yoga mat materials in the bread? How is this not a story? How come this isn't in the news?
Well, because they paid to keep it out. You know, you want that bread to be nice and evenly baked, and so it's the same loaf every time. That way our customers get a consistent sandwich experience. So in order to get that done, we're going to send you to Washington, D.C. with a bunch of money and, you know, coupons for the strip club. You're going to go there and lobby the Congress people to allow us to be put in the food, and then we'll get bread baked. Done.
That blows my mind.
I'm mind blown. I could sit here for the next 20 minutes and just not say anything because I'm just like...
I would think out of everything at Subway, other than, you know, you see them slice the lettuce and cut the tomatoes, meat aside, out of everything at Subway, the bread would be the safest.
No, you ever see them playing with the dough?
That's what everybody loves about Subway. The bread smells great. You go by there, you're compelled to eat some crap because you smell the bread.
It's an illusion, though.
You
never see them rolling the bread, do you? You ever see them beating the dough, making the dough?
No, they bring
it
out in logs and they just place it in there.
They get a big frozen log and they heat it in the fireplace.
Let's go to Subway. I smell that fresh yoga mat from here.
Oh my God.
I'm
and that
stunned.
Was disheartening because I loved and you want to make it a double whammy?
Yeah.
I loved their tuna sandwiches. I loved the tuna and I loved the bread. I would get that all the time. They had the best, and you know, that's why I think my heart was broken And I was like, well, as long as I'm not eating plastic, it's fine, which turns out the bread is. The tuna was like, what is it, tuna flakes and mayonnaise?
I got the answer for
what
you.
What is it?
There was no DNA. No DNA found in thousands of samples of Subway sub shops all over the country. Not one shred of tuna DNA.
Then
when they tried to identify what kind of fish it was, it's so heavily processed and laden with chemicals, it blocked the identification of what fish it was.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
This one says tuna flakes in brine with mayonnaise and additives to preserve flavor. And it sucks because it was delicious. I was like, no.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I'm looking at there's court cases after court case after court case.
You think you can trust a place? Like, there's a place in my neighborhood that just moved in, and I'll praise them. They're called Green Beet. It's like a fresh salad place, and everything there is like hand cut. It's all greens. It's all whole food. Nothing's processed. But it's like $20 for a bowl. It's very expensive. And I like it there. I'll go there every so often. But then I'm like, I can probably make four of these for $20 at the house. But you really have to be very careful with what you eat, because you go to a place like from your childhood, like a Subway, eat fresh. You know, people lose weight on it. You go there, you get the fresh veggies, you get the tuna fish on the fresh baked bread. And it turns out you're eating rubber.
Let me tell you four terms that mean nothing on cleaning supplies labels. Natural, plant-based, non-toxic, and believe it or not, organic. USDA organic has no binding meaning outside the food arena. That's the problem with all these words. They have no legal requirements for definition. I can make you a natural cream that would melt your face off. I'm just saying, don't let slick marketing wow you with words that have no real payload you can count on.
Just speaking of that, when you say natural, so I was reading this. I got on this kick after I saw that movie about... like apothecary homemade remedies of things that you can do and make for illnesses at your house. And one of the ones was oregano oil. If you soak oregano in olive oil and let it sit for a while and then you strain it, it can be used as like an antimicrobial. Well, one girl, speaking of things being natural that can still harm you, got oil of oregano, like in the droplets, which is heavily concentrated and you have to dilute it or it will burn your throat. She was dripping it in her throat to help. I guess she had a sore throat. And got burns all over her mouth on the inside of her throat. Now, that's something that's natural, but it's like you have to use it properly. But, so sometimes you read the label and you go, oh, it's natural. I can take 10 pounds of it. And then you can't.
But it's just funny, like those legally binding terms, like, yeah, I can put all natural on it. Freshly baked. Freshly baked bread. Well, yeah, because
we baked yoga mat.
Yeah, we baked the rubber log right here in the store.
Okay, this is, okay, you want to have your mind even more blown? So this went on in 2021, this whole tuna thing. With, you know, there's about 600 court cases going on right now against Subway. So I'm looking at the claim. It's in USA Today, right? So I'm looking at the whole stories, paragraph after paragraph. Right. They couldn't find tuna. And then USA Today, all of a sudden, at the bottom paragraph says, the claim that a new study failed to find tuna DNA in a Subway tuna sandwich is missing context. And right here, they discredit everybody else. They try to. They said, well, you know, New York Times independent analysis found that there's 15 types of tuna. It was just hard to find because of the processing. And then underneath, in tiny letters, I'm already blind, but I have my reading glasses, tiny letters under the final paragraph where it tries to discredit all these lawsuits.
Right.
It says...
what?
Advertisement.
Oh!
The newspaper got paid to write the article about all these cases and then discredit the cases under a little tiny thing in the bottom that says the whole damn article is advertisement. In other words, the newspaper is taking money to lie to you.
Yeah.
I gotta go home.
I know, you want to curse. It makes you want to curse.
I see that a lot more nowadays. You'll see it's like, oh, here's a news story. Guess who's coming out with this? And I'm like, what? You know, wait, this isn't a... It looks like news because it looks like they're presenting you with a story. Here's some information. And then you're like, oh, and you're reading. I'm like, this is a menu.
I got a business idea. We need a network that all they do all day is take stories like this and totally blow them out of the water. They just tell you the truth and tell you what where you're being lied to.
That person took money. Isn't there somebody out there that does it? What's it called?
It's Mythbusters.
No. It's called Adam.
Oh, Adam ruins everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an entertainment. I'm talking about a real, honest to goodness network that all they do is take stories you're being lied to about or not even seeing. Like, for instance, all this Doge stuff that half the country doesn't even know exists. And all they do is that. Nonpartisan. I'm not saying this has nothing to do with politics. It's just expose all the lies, because you can't kill freedom of the press. You can't kill freedom of speech. But if we keep going down this road, I mean, there's a lot of dumb people out there. They believe anything. You keep reading this stuff, then they vote for somebody who says they'll stop this stuff or start this, whatever it is. You're voting on a false premise.
Well, now they're also trying to fix part of this MAHA movement, which, you know, it's a tricky road to go down, because there's this thing called free will that you have to let people mess up.
Yeah, I know.
But it's there was this mother, I'll give you the example. There was this mother, and she was supporting 9 children. And I'm not putting her down for supporting her 9 children. She's doing what she has to do, but she's got food stamps. But what she chose to purchase with those food stamps was a little questionable. So now what they're trying to do is saying, if you're going to use food stamps to feed your family, then this is the criteria that has to fall under. She must have bought, let's see, it was 4 ultra-large jugs of Hawaiian Punch. Ugh. Then it was Sunny D. It was soda. There was more drinks than you could imagine. Then it was ramen noodles, Doritos, processed meat like hot dogs. And I understand those things are cheaper and they come in bulk, and that's the thing, but I mean, I don't know. Everyone was like, wait a minute. And she was obese. I didn't see the children, so I don't know what the children's health is like.
Sorry for the kids.
You know what?
But you can't. I don't believe you should, and I don't think you can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a free will thing there that says you can't tell people. Because then what's next? To me, that's a slippery slope, because then they could start telling us, you know, anyone what they can buy. Well, now you can only buy this, that, and the other.
Yeah, that's not going to fit. Did you know that MAHA? This is funny, because MAHA, have you looked at them up on YouTube? It's all about what you're talking about, but they also have entertainment pieces.
Oh, do they really?
This is from MAHA. Just play a little bit of it.
Donald Trump dance has become an absolute phenomenon.
It's weird, it's ridiculous.
Like, you're doing that stupid dance he does. Just stop it.
Hey, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image of me that you're used to. I look money, a king bee making honey. See, deep state, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new sheriff in town. All my people rise up and stand your ground. Now drink up all the Diet Coke you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Trump D. I like my mashed potatoes lumpy. Fake news, oh, how I like the punk thing. That little sniper on the slow tin. He took a shot, but he missed me. I don't fall, y'all. I'm like the ever ready bunny. Still going strong and spunky. So put on your big boy pants. Come on, let's do the dance.
So, and it's brought to you by MAHA. It's on their website. So they'll do stuff like that, but they sing about, you know, what you're talking about. Right there, they mentioned, you know, you want to eat garbage, you know. But it's all to support RFK Jr., actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So this is something that we have tried to tackle in this country too, and that's mental health, right?
Right.
So this is a story about a man, and he's nervous because his girlfriend is pregnant, and she goes into labor, and he's trying to help deliver the baby. Now, Smoke, you know what you and I talked about earlier. I'm going to need that here. But first, I want you to hear the audio, and let's see if you catch something at the very end.
Okay.
There's a twist to this. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Mom. Emily's having her baby. Can you please come help me? I don't know what I'm doing. I got home from work today, and Emily shows me this. A pregnancy test she claims she took earlier today. She claims she's pregnant. She's showing already. I don't know if that pregnancy test is legit. I don't know why she would lie to me. She's never lied to me before. Emily's pregnant. That's all there is. Emily is pregnant. We are going to have another kid. I got home from work today to find out that Emily is in labor. And I called the doctors, and for some reason, the doctor cannot get here anytime soon.
We ready for it?
Well, okay.
Wait, it hasn't happened yet.
I already have questions, but go ahead.
I'm going to have to deliver this baby myself. I've never really delivered a mannequin baby. I'm going to try.
What?
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
Did you catch it?
A mannequin baby?
His girlfriend's a doll.
You are not.
She's a plastic mannequin.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. The doctor can't get here. What am I going to do? I got to deliver this baby myself.
The doctor can't get there. You don't say. Did you call him?
He says he called the doctor, and they're like, yeah,
I'm too busy. I got 6 other Cabbage Patch kids being born right now. I don't have time.
Can you believe? What do you do, and do you feed into that? Do you go along with it? Is it a delusion? Is it an illusion? What is it?
Is it caused by yoga mat bread?
I don't know what it is, but you can't let it go on. And finally, Yesterday, we mentioned that a high number of people, well, it says only 12% of Americans admit this. Let's be honest. It's closer to 90% of people that actually pee in the shower.
Well, because, Jill, you don't pee in the shower at all. Yeah, you never have.
No, I'm saying I do. That's what I'm saying. They say only 12% admit that they pee in the shower. And I said, you're lying. That's more like 90%.
Yeah.
Everybody pees in the shower.
Shower, put on my bathroom, go all the way down to the other end, come all the way back.
Did you ever hear of holding it in?
I mean, there's a drain right there. You're washing yourself anyway.
It's convenient.
Yeah, it keeps the drain shiny.
You know, I mean, I just... But if, in case you're like, okay, that's a little gross, but there's something for you you can actually purchase to kind of make that decision maybe a little bit easier for you.
A new study shows that a large percentage of people tinkle while they're in the shower.
Ew, gross. I don't do that.
Well, good news. Introducing the shower urinal. It's the urinal that you put in the shower so you can continue to go number one in the shower.
Continue? No, I don't do that. I definitely don't. That's disgusting.
Right. Anyway, say goodbye to...
Why? What did you hear?
Excuse me?
Did my wife tell you I tinkle in the shower? Because I don't. I'm not an animal. That's really gross, and I'd never do such a thing.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's the shower urinal.
How much is it? I mean, just out of curiosity. I don't need one because I never...
You never tinkle in the shower. Got it. The shower urinal. In stores now.
Crazy talk.
Do we know anybody that's smart?
We don't. Sorry, everybody. Stupid news on the Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack.
All right, here we go. We got some stories for you. Katie Evans, she's learned the hard way that you don't crap where you eat.
Oh.
In this case, she works at a prison.
Okay.
Oh.
She has been performing sex acts on an inmate, one single inmate, 26-year-old Daniel Brownlee.
What's with the obsession with that?
At the Doncaster Prison. Well, I mean...
Are you bored? Like, work's kind of slow today.
Those prisoners,
inmates.
They stay fit, they're ripped, you know, they're probably very aggressive.
What jail are you going to?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I didn't realize the jails were filled with fitness models. My bad.
No, what do they do all day? They work out. Am I wrong, Smoke?
I know you can work out when you're there, but that doesn't mean they do.
Have you ever looked at a prison film? You've looked at movies with prisoners. They're all ripped.
Yeah, there's not a lot of other stuff to do there. It's not like you can, you know,
go
stab a guy if you want to watch your channel on TV.
I want you to get the guy's name that she banged and look him up. See if he's a fitness model. I'm just curious.
Remember that dreamy guy from 2 years ago? That real handsome guy?
Oh, yeah, he was cute.
Look what's going on.
Murderer, but cute.
Look what's going on with Monico DeLucci. What's his name? The
Luigi.
The CEO killer. Yeah. Girls want to marry him and... Come on.
He got a porn offer, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
You know, nobody's calling us for anything.
All right, so let me tell you the rest of the story. They learned that she had shared 140 phone calls with the burglar inmate, Daniel Brownlee. It was also discovered she moved money around in bank accounts for him and even told him dirt. What does that mean? Dirt the prison? Oh, okay. I don't know what that means. Oh, dirt that the prison had on him.
Okay.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. She was doing a little spying for him. Anyway, she was arrested. Now she's serving 21 months in the same prison.
Ha! Wow. Hey, we're together. Finally.
Finally, right.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. This guy writes Facebook. And I don't know why you do this. I would never do this. But people seem to, you know, can't you think on your own? Or are you just doing this to get clicks? That's what you're doing.
Yep.
For the last 2 weeks, my boss had been riding my butt about taking on this database client portal job.
Okay.
I completed the whole thing, which would have taken weeks for most people, in one day. I got massive project reviews. Everybody loved it. Said, this is amazing what you just did. The next day, you got fired.
Wow.
There's just one problem for the company, though. They never asked him to turn over the multiple passwords to run this project that they desperately needed now.
I love it so much.
Now he's facing a moral dilemma. He got another job right away. They picked him up. The guy's very talented. He wants to know, do I give him the passwords or leave it all behind? Or should I just say, screw you, and block their calls and emails and keep the passwords?
That would be great.
Smoke, what would you do?
And that depends on the firing and how I left. Did you give me time to put stuff in a box, or did you have security hustle me out and throw everything at me through the window?
Yeah, I need to know the circumstances in which he was terminated. Was it on bad terms?
Doesn't say.
If it's unceremonious, then I get a severance.
I don't know. All right, desperate Americans are smuggling eggs into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada. You see, this is why the tariffs. No, not kidding. Just kidding. But hey, it is smuggling.
It's the new drug block. It's egg cartons.
Well, right? I mean, you know, it's the demand is there, so somebody's trying to find the supply. And
rates of egg smuggling have skyrocketed in recent months at the U.S. borders. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said has recorded 150% increase in egg smuggling from San Diego into San Diego from Mexico and from Canada into Detroit in that area. So it's going up. Now, of course. Waffle House and those places are, you know, charging a surcharge if you order eggs.
Well, I knew they were, and there's one other place. Who is it that's not charging the surcharge? There's a place that's like, no, we're not going to charge you extra for eggs, but a lot of places are.
But this has become big business. 40,000 cartons of eggs smuggled just last week from Canada to the U.S. by egg cartels.
Yeah, that's a thing now. Like, I believe it. It's like the new currency.
It's like that. I watched that show. What was it? Narcos? Remember Narcos?
Yeah. Oh, my husband watches
it's like
all
the same
time.
Thing. They got the cartels.
Narcos is back for season 4, but it's not drugs they're smuggling. It's something much more valuable. Eggs.
Donde está los pollos?
It's Narcos Huevos, the story of the cutthroat Mexican egg carton cartel, starring a bunch of American actors speaking high school freshman-level Espanol.
Ay, caramba! Es la policía de los huevos!
With a team of USDA DEA agents hell-bent on stopping them.
Let's get these egg pushers. And remember, you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet, but not too many. We're on a budget.
They're on a quest to stop black market eggs from a foreign country, and that country ain't Eggland. Don't miss Narcos Huevos.
Sol Lamente in Netflix.
Rick, Jill, and Smostack having fun with a world gone crazy. 105.9 Sunny.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
FM. This is the Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
All right, the update is brought to you by Fair and Fair, yes?
Real quick, this just popped up. I was just doing traffic. Lee Road is completely closed. Apparently, there was like a super speed, high speed car chase with a dude in a stolen car.
Ooh.
And so, and then it ended in like this horrible crash. So, Lee Road's completely closed off. There's cops everywhere.
On the Winter Park side?
This is Lee Road eastbound, right there at Addison Street.
Yep.
By I-4.
Yeah, that's right there. Yeah. Okay. All right, so... you know, we got everybody walking around with their little profile picture of "I stand with Ukraine" without knowing any of the facts of how any of this happened.
But Rick, it means I care.
Yeah, I know. Everybody needs that, right? So
I'm not going to do anything, but it means I care.
And then, of course, those are the same people that were very offended that Trump told the truth at that meeting they had with Zelensky just a few days ago, because that was so offensive that we actually told him the truth. Hey, buddy. You know, you can fight all you want, and you've already killed off an entire generation of youth in your country. We know Russia attacked you. Mm. Putin's a bad man, bad, bad person. But at the same time, he has the ability to keep throwing bodies at you because the population's a lot bigger, and they don't care, and they're all sitting there like in a big jail cell. Remember, this used to be a communist country. He was in the KGB. He gets how to control people. So he'll keep throwing bodies in there. He picks them up off the street and tells them, you're going to be in the army.
Mm.
And they don't have to have any army training. Here's a gun. Go out there. They get shot, they bring another one.
Yeah, damn. You guys are going to run out of people. We're tired of getting hit in the face for you.
And we gave you $300 billion, and we don't know where half of it is. So things are not going very well, and I'm glad Trump, I was proud that he stood up for America for once. Because for 4 years, we've been giving him money, 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 not knowing where it's going. We actually... And don't come with me with this, well, you have no evidence. No, there's evidence. We've been paying off retirement plans. Companies that have gone bankrupt for whatever reason in Ukraine are using our money that we send them for aid to fight the war for their retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
Does that piss you off at all?
No, I just want to help you. I want to help the people with the things.
So anyway, you know, Trump had Zelensky tossed out of the White House. Zelensky right away went to media. Because before he met with Trump, as a part of his disrespectful visit, he met with the Democrats, Susan Rice and Anthony Blinken.
Why would you do that?
They told him, you stand up to that guy, because he's an idiot.
You think he regretted it immediately and was like, oh, okay, that was a bad call?
I get the impression he's not very bright. I don't think he's very bright.
I think he was used to his main handlers, Blinken. You know, and as soon as he comes over there, well, I always talk to Blinken. He's going to tell me what to do here. What do? You tell Trump to shove it. Okay. And then he goes out there and does it and realizes, oh, maybe that was bad advice.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. So after Zelensky left, it wasn't more than 48 hours later, he started, you know, backtracking, you know, like, well, you know, and then he wouldn't apologize. Still hasn't apologized yet, but he did write a letter to Trump. Here's Trump reading the letter.
Earlier today, I received an important letter from President Zelensky of Ukraine. The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Nobody wants peace more than the Ukrainians, he said. My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts. We do really value how much America has done to help Ukraine maintain its sovereignty and independence. Regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it at any time that is convenient for you. I appreciate that he sent this letter. Just got it a little while ago.
See, that's the art of the deal. And that's what a lot of people in politics, most of the people in politics are lawyers. They're not businessmen. They're lawyers. They're conniving people. All the time, they got into Congress because they know that's where the money is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can all see it now. Have all enriched themselves. You can take even the Pocahontases of the world, you know, Elizabeth Warren. You can see where she gets $174,000 a year and somehow, get this,
sit down. Okay. Somehow she's worth $12 million.
What's that about?
Isn't that
wild?
You know, Obama gets an office, you know, and he was worth like, what, $4 million? And then all of a sudden he's worth $35 million when he comes out the other end. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Biden, there's enough evidence to put him away 20 times. You know, he took $31 million from China, Ukraine, Romania. I can go on and on and on. It's where the money is. And if you're a lawyer, you know how to work the system. They're not there to fix anything for you and I. We're just the peasants. They'll tell us whatever they think we'll believe, manipulate you, and make you think that they're doing work for us. They always say that, well, Americans are behind it. No, they're not. No, you've screwed us up enough. That's why Trump won. All right, so let me go on with this. So the letter is sort of an admission, you know, sort of an apology, but it still isn't. Look, I'm sorry for what happened in the office the other day. But he did call him, and I think we're the only station in the country that has this call. Zelensky phoned Trump, and I guess he wants to be friends again. Listen.
Hey, sorry I missed your call. I was just calling you back to let you know that I love you and I miss you.
Oh, poor Zelensky.
I really want you to call me back.
His voice sounds a little different, but I guess he's upset.
Nice. Yeah.
And I'm sorry I missed your phone call, and that I know you're done. So when you get this, can you call me back?
Now, I don't know if Trump's called him back yet, but I know that that didn't work. So I think, didn't Zelensky, wasn't he seen at an LA studio the other day?
Yeah, he was drowning his sorrows over there. He looked sad and drunk at the recording studio, but who knows?
He was recording a song?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I just saw the rumors.
Well, somebody sent me this. Said that this is what he recorded.
Don't he come back? Even Putin could see I messed up and I feel real bad about it.
Sounds Mexican. He's Ukrainian.
Don't you come back. I need some of your money. I'm too broke and I just can't live without it.
He's very upset.
Yeah, he is very upset. Wow.
Poor guy.
All right, Caroline Leavitt, White House spokesperson who actually is able to do her job professionally
and answer questions?
Yeah, it's amazing. Weird. She's a little upset, like many people are, including Democrats, about the way the Democrats acted in Congress during the president's speech. And there was some, the Geico caveman, he got kicked out for waving his cane and saying, there's no mandate from you.
Al Green, he's censured now.
Yeah, which doesn't mean anything, but I guess.
Well, doesn't that mean like you're not allowed to talk? Shut up when we're looking at you.
I don't know. I never knew what that meant. It's something like a reprimand.
So, I think it's just like an aggressive finger shaking.
Is it at you?
And they all do it at the same time.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Well, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt kind of sums up what happened when Trump spoke on Tuesday.
And CNN's first chyron out of the speech called it divisive. President Trump wasn't divisive. The Democrats were. And CNN was proven wrong by their own viewers, 69% of whom, in a post-speech poll, said they had a positive reaction to the president's speech. It's sad and frankly pathetic that Democrats and liberals in the legacy media continue to allow their hatred for the president to override their love for our country. But nevertheless, the president will continue to unify this nation through policies that are grounded in common sense and that uplift all Americans.
You know, it's funny, it's people who disagree with you. I mean, it's great to disagree. You can disagree all you want, but just remember, you just have a different idea of what something is as compared to me or somebody else. So it's just a disagreement and you talk about it. But we get hate mail, just like those people that stood up in Congress with the stupid signs that said, Musk steals. What the hell is wrong with you? I just got a dude just email me. I don't have it in front of me. But it was like, you are the most divisive, problematic program in history, and all this stuff.
How dare you tell the truth? I don't want to hear the truth. Yeah, I want you to tell me what I want to hear.
But they don't even get that. They have their brain, they're literally, to the fullest extent of that phrase, brainwashed.
How about that?
And nothing's going to change their mind, and then they lash out with hate, they have no facts, and you're wasting time. Because what do you think we're going to do? Oh, look, he hates us, we got to get off the air. You know?
Oh, no, he's right. I'm sorry. Shut this show down. We're done now.
So here's the truth. Here's the deal. Poll. And you're going to say, this is a Fox News, but the guy that just wrote me the hate mail is going to say, you're Fox people. No, this is actually from CBS. one of the three lying networks, ABC being the worst, views of Trump's speech from a bipartisan audience. In other words, maybe not bipartisan, but the full audience survey. Nobody sat there and said, just talk to Republicans.
Right, right, right.
76% approval. That's pretty, that's enormous. That's pretty damn big. Does Trump care about the issues I care about? 63% of the people viewed and surveyed said they agree that Trump is dealing with the issues they care about.
Wow.
Does Trump have a clear plan for the economy? 68% said yes. His numbers, since he got in office, this doesn't happen very often. Usually it's the other way around. Since he got in office, his numbers have been going up every week, every week, every week.
I hate him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, like I said, there's some people you're never going to change their minds. You remember Anonymous?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anonymous stepped out lately, and they had this to say about the Democrats and what they, the childish actions they had Tuesday night.
Tonight, the world watched as President Trump delivered his address. What did we see? Not just a vision, something worse. The Democrats didn't clap. They didn't stand. They sat stone-faced, refusing to acknowledge even the most basic moments of human decency. A young child fighting cancer. Silence. The sacrifice of American heroes. Nothing. They couldn't bring themselves to celebrate life, courage, or even common humanity. And then disruption. Representative Al Green shouting, waving his cane, making a spectacle. The Democrats embarrassed themselves, not just politically, but as people. The world saw it. America saw it. This wasn't protest. This was the death of a party that has lost its way.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. Lindsey Graham was all over it last night.
I was at Biden. I was at Obama. I sit there. I clap when I should. When I don't like it, I just sit and be quiet. I think that's what America wants. They want us to work together. But this idea that we can't find common ground, it just blows my mind. There's so many things we should and could be doing together. Here's the problem for the Democratic Party. Trump made them look bad by using humor and common sense. And the list of programs that they were spending your money on makes you laugh, cry, and pissed off.
He's not wrong. Like, no. That's how he won. It's not like he did something crazy. He just got to the point where he's like, okay, this is all BS. We all know it, and we're done with it.
But the level of egregiousness during Tuesday night's speech from the Democrats was amazing. I mean, here we had a 13-year-old kid named DJ Daniel. Mm-hmm. Cancer, terminal cancer. Kid wants to be a cop. And Trump made him a cop.
I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
It was the coolest thing. And then his dad picks him up, and he's all smiles.
He's so
excited. And he's got his little badge. Some police departments across the country sent him honorary police officer stuff. And it was quite a moment. And then later on, of course, he was in the Oval Office with the president. And that was a cool hug. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah, he's like, I got something for you. And he goes up and hugs him.
And there's no reason to make that, you know, a partisan issue. That was something that, you know, everybody should have embraced. And
but they couldn't clap.
They couldn't clap.
They couldn't stand up for the kid. No, I'm here. I'm not participating.
And there was a lot like that. The death of Lincoln Riley at the hands of a violent criminal, illegal alien. That didn't sit well with the Democrats either. You know, they Trump mentioned her and her mom was there and they, you know, talked about that. Nothing.
Even Jocelyn. Jocelyn was also killed by an illegal alien from the same Venezuelan gang. She was 12 years old and her mom was there. And Trump said that they're renaming the animal refuge over in Houston in Texas, right across from where they live. And there's like an area of that refuge that was named after her.
And now we go to Nicole Wallace, MSNBC. And I thought MSNBC under the new leadership was supposed to be more mainstream and less offensive and maybe like less racist. Because pretty much it's been the racist network for years now with Joy Reid, the head racist. And Nicole Wallace, she backs it up. She's a white girl who wants to seem like she helped the black people make it. Because without her, you can't make it, you know, like CRT. But Megyn Kelly plays Nicole Wallace here, and she makes a few comments of her own. Here we go.
That is jaw-dropping. We went back and looked to see what the reaction on set was to her.
Okay, before we do that, let me play it because I had it in the wrong spot. Here we go.
Here is that MSNBC reaction that I teased at the top of the show. And this was in response to little DJ. And honestly, I don't know what's happened to this person. She used to be a Republican. She was the person who shepherded Chief Justice John Roberts through his confirmation process. It's Nicole Wallace who now... I think her next job will be with the Lincoln Project. Here was her reaction to sweet 13-year-old DJ.
It was a genuinely beautiful moment. The beauty of that child is the tragedy of the Trump presidency. Because we don't know how he survived pediatric cancer, but it is likely he benefited from some sort of cancer research. And it is a fact that Trump has slashed cancer research. And I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is jaw-dropping. We went back and looked to see what the reaction on set was to her. And even her fellow panelists, from Jen Psaki to Rachel Maddow, you could see Jen Psaki literally leaning away from her. And even Rachel Maddow, without commenting on that, just moved away, bridged away to another topic. When you've gone too far for Psaki and Maddow, you've gone too far, period.
That's insane. Why would you even bring that up? This was an awesome moment. And you're like, well, I hope he doesn't kill himself. What the hell's the matter with you?
It's Trump derangement syndrome, and we used to joke about it. Like, it was a joke at one point. It was just, give it a name. It's funny. I mean,
everybody's been saying it, though.
The Democrats are flailing because you can't just be the resistance. You got to be for something, and they haven't coalesced. They have no idea what they're for.
Oh, they're
just
something.
Against Donald Trump, and he continues winning.
Yeah, that's all they are is against. It's hate, man, pure hate, which is funny. And it's very hypocritical for people to write us like the guy I just mentioned, writing us we're hate-filled and divisive and all that, mm-hmm. when in fact your party is the one that's over the top. I mean, to say that about a 13-year-old with terminal cancer, how do you get out there and say that and feel justified in what you just said?
Yeah,
how?
I did it. I ruined it. Everyone was happy, and my goal was to make them not happy, and I did it.
Especially when you're so concerned with somebody's pronoun and how that might offend them.
You know!
You don't find this to be offensive at all. Right?
No, it's insane. Weird. All right, yesterday was the hearing of the four mayors, Boston, Chicago, Denver, and one other city, and they had to come in there and explain why they're breaking the law, because it's what they're doing. See, ICE will call in. Now, you know that the executive order was passed and everything was done and prepared for ICE to come in major cities like this. They're having problems with illegals. These are illegal criminal aliens, okay? They're not necessarily, you know, abuelita with their big shoes waddling her way to the Cuban, grocery store. No, this is some major gangs, and especially in Colorado, which surprises me that the mayor there is such a. Anyway, one of the latest incidents was a knife wielding man in Boston trying to stab multiple people in Boston. Started at a convenience store and ended up at a Chipotle where he tried to stab people there. There, unfortunately for him, was an off-duty police officer armed, shot him dead because he wouldn't put the knives down.
Well.
And then, moments later, the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, comes out and says this.
My condolences and all of our thoughts are with the family of the individual whose life has been lost.
What?
We're so sorry we killed the murderer. It's our bad. Whoopsie.
We have Democrat mayors out there, really far left mayors, that always side with the criminals. They actually go out. Listen to what she said.
What is
Never
that?
Mind the people that have been traumatized and almost killed. Mm-hmm. Let's talk first about how she feels about the poor criminal. Yeah. It's another city that also ignores retainer requests from ICE. They arrest somebody for whatever reason. They find out he's got a criminal record in another country. He's illegally here, may have committed some crimes here. And then they have to call ICE, or ICE calls them and says, we understand you have so-and-so in custody. Will you please hold him till we get there? And they don't. They put him back out in the street. So this is all Tom Homan. He's the border czar right now. So he's doing the work with his men that are ICE. And she's got a problem with that yesterday at the hearing.
Let's talk about Tom Homan. Shame on him for lying about my city, for having the nerve to insult our police commissioner who has overseen the safest Boston's been in anyone's lifetime. Bring him here under oath and let's ask him some questions.
These people are insane. First of all, statistically, you can bend the numbers to say anything you want. If you sell any kind of numbers, like, you know, like radio, for instance, ratings, mm-hmm. you can sell ratings. You can be the damn last station in this in the city, mm-hmm. and you can still say you're number one somewhere. Yeah, we're number one with 18 to 20 year olds. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can find a place to say that you're number one.
Right.
You know, it's almost like the fact checkers, where they can say a story's false because one little element of the entire story, one little 1% of the story is wrong, and then they'll say the whole story's wrong.
Yeah, because the tie was blue, not red. Whole story false.
So anyway, moving on, Jim Jordan was confronting the Denver mayor. This is the city, if you don't remember, Aurora, Colorado is right next to Denver. It's a little suburb where Tren de Aragua, the gang, was taking over apartment buildings, one apartment at a time, kicking other illegal immigrants and other legal immigrants that just, you know, came over here out of their apartments at gunpoint. One apartment, the first one they discovered this was going on, was covered in blood. They remember they shot the guy in the arm. Uh-huh. They broke his wife's arm, too. I mean, and they threw them both out, and they put their people inside the apartment. Well, that turned into several apartment complexes being taken over. One landlord, after calling the Aurora Police Department and pleading with the city council, got told, well, that's not happening.
Yeah.
And he left. He couldn't stay there because he feared for his life.
Can
well, this is the Mayor Mike Johnston, who is talking to Jim Jordan, talking about, hey, what is it with you guys doing the same thing that Boston is doing?
I've seen the video. I've reached out to ICE. I've offered to sit down and coordinate on strategies. If we need to make adjustments to what we do on releases, we'll do that. This is the first time in the 1,226 releases.
You know, I read your written testimony last night.
All right, let me stop here because I forgot to tell you this part of the story. Under the sanctuary policies in the city, same thing that happens in Boston, the ICE people called and said, hey, I understand you have so-and-so in custody. We want to put a nice retainer on him. We'll be there in a couple hours as soon as we can get there to pick him up.
Hold him.
They didn't. They released him. He was part of a gang. He went out in the parking lot and attacked an officer in the police station parking lot.
Why would you let him out?
And that's why he's talked. Jim Jordan's asking him what's going on here.
4.5 pages. And you used the word safe, safer, or safety 13 times. Talking about my job is to protect us, is the safety of the people in Denver. We prioritizing making sure everyone in our community is safe. That's a lie.
Yeah. And that went on yesterday. So,
dude.
Every week we take a sideways look at our nation's politics from the very top. So to the White House we go. We're standing by live as the President of the United States of America. Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Stacy, Jill, and good morning to the smoke crack. I hope you're being safe. I hear the flu is going around, and you have our southern states like Texas where it's MAGA. Measles are going around MAGA, but don't worry. RFK Jr. is on the case.
All right, well, let's begin, sir. Your tariff against Canada and Mexico went into effect on Tuesday. 25% tax on all Canadian and Mexican imports, right?
We're slapping tariffs on them. Boom. Big, beautiful tariffs. I love tariffs. Look, I believe in the tariff so much, and so do others. In fact, big, strong biker gangs with leather jackets, big, muscular guys, they say they're going to start getting knuckles tattoos that say tariffs on them. I love it.
Okay. All right, the two countries have countered with their own reciprocal tariffs. What can Americans do to work around the price shock that's coming on goods from Canada and Mexico?
Well, from the standpoint of Canada, Stacey, get ready for curling broom prices to skyrocket, and the poutine industry is going to suffer, too. Okay. But frankly, there's not a single Canadian product you can't easily do without. I mean, let's be honest. Believe me. Look, we need to teach our neighbors a lesson. They're not playing fair right now. They're not playing fair, and I don't trust them. Frankly, I trust the finger sandwiches at a Jeffrey Dahmer tea party more than what's coming out of the Mexican president's mouth.
Damn. Oh, okay, then. Right. So what do you tell people worried about the stock market, sir?
I will tell them to be patient. I mean, sure, there's been a slight drop, but that's because of DEI. That's the main cause, and we'll fix it.
Okay, next question. You delivered your joint address of Congress we've been talking about on Tuesday night. How did it go? Lots of Democrats were sitting on their hands during your applause breaks. What's going on?
It went great. You know, unfortunately for them, they didn't get to applaud. They should have. Everybody says I did a great job. Matter of fact, I have it on good authority that my congressional address was the greatest congressional address in the history of our country, according to a highly credible source in the room.
Is that right?
I love that any liberal who was out of line, the House Speaker had them escorted to the crying room. Off they went. Boo-hoo. And honestly, didn't I have a healthy glow? That's not McDonald's French fry grease on my face. That's just my healthy glow.
I see.
I'm truly a picture of health. And Biden was a picture of a guy who always looked like he just got fished out of the Hudson River.
Okay.
And to all those rude Democrats with the bingo paddles, yeah. You know, who interrupted my Big Lee Long speech, where they were, you know, where were they during the Adrian Brody's Oscar speech, huh? He can do a long weave, but I can't.
All right, well, let's move on, sir. You recently signed an executive order making English the official language of the United States. I'm surprised there wasn't already an order in place for that, sir.
You and me both. And just wait until I sign another one, renaming the English language American. Baby steps, Stacey. Baby steps.
All right. Finally, we have you spoken to Ukrainian President Zelensky since your Oval Office argument? I know he sent you a letter saying he was ready to negotiate and find a peace agreement, a deal.
Finally came to his senses. He finally bent the knee.
Right.
I deserve to win a Nobel Peace Prize for what I'm doing here. I really do. Remember, Art of the Deal 101, make sure they're thankful. Huh? And he also agreed his style of dress was inappropriate. Huh. Finally. Look, if you're coming to see Trump, you can't just wear a black long sleeve t-shirt. You need to at least wear a tuxedo t-shirt. Dressing formally is not too much to ask. Then he apologized for his insulting demands. You know, he was not only wanting more money, but he wanted me to give him the White House Netflix password. Uh-huh. No way. You're being greedy.
See, that is being greedy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he finally realized that. See, the lesson here is that Zelensky learned that he shouldn't have argued back when we were belittling him.
Right.
Who argues back when they're getting belittled? But I will tell you, the big loser in all of this after the dust settled was the White House chef. He had to dump a whole tray of chicken Kiev in the trash.
Oh.
Never again.
All right,
Never again.
Thanks for calling into the program, President Trump.
By the way, does anyone know the Ukrainian word for bone spurs? Just asking for a friend.
The Sunny Update. This is the Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
Brought to you by All Electric Services. Do you remember that story we did a while ago about the Kansas City Chiefs fans found dead in their backyard in the cold?
Yeah, that was amazing. That was, what a story.
And remember, they had the chemist friend that lived in the house that they were at, and he was asleep, and they were banging on the door, and he's like, oh, I was sleeping for a couple days.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
I was sleeping for a couple days.
So the chemist friend of those three Kansas City Chiefs fans that were found dead in his backyard, this was over a year ago, him and another man were booked on manslaughter charges on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
His name's Jordan Willis, whose home was where the discovery took place. And then Ivory Carson is the other guy. They were arrested in the deaths of Ricky Johnson, David Harrison, and Clayton McGinney. And this is in, where is it? Pallet County. The three friends died from a lethal combination of fentanyl and cocaine after they gathered to watch the Chiefs game. This was on January 7th of 2024. Right. Their bodies were found 2 days later outside in freezing temperatures. Now, the two defendants are facing 3 counts each of involuntary manslaughter and 2 counts of delivering a controlled substance.
Oof.
The three dead friends and Willis went to Willis's home, remember, after the game, and apparently they drank, they smoked pot, they used cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
They found messages on Harrington's phone that indicated that Carson was the one that supplied them with the cocaine. They also said that the arrests are a message to drug dealers peddling fentanyl in the area that you will pay the price if you are the one that supplied the drugs.
How sad. That was only about 14 months ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And, you know, not to be all after school special, but you don't think that if you're smoking pot, doing cocaine and fentanyl, that nothing bad's going to happen?
Did they know they were doing fentanyl?
It says fentanyl. It didn't say that the cocaine was laced with fentanyl. It says, and another bag of fentanyl.
Oh.
So that was by itself.
Why would you? It was by itself? They said it was separate?
Yes, it says, and another bag of fentanyl is what it says here.
Because
It says that Willis's DNA was on both the bags. That's how they knew.
Wow. Why would you buy a drug that you know is going to kill you? I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, I could see where they were trying to get the cocaine and that was already just in it.
Right, but that's what I thought.
Because they mix it in everything else because it's cheap and readily available.
I was watching, I didn't want to be depressed, so I didn't watch all of it, but I found it fascinating after I watched the preview. They have this whole documentary out now. I think it's on Netflix. It's either Netflix or Hulu on Matthew Perry and the ketamine case.
Oh, yeah.
And it turned out like it was his assistant who's in, you know, they arrested him.
It was his people.
It was his people that were delivering the doses of ketamine to him. And the one that killed him, it was like 4 separate doses that day.
Wow.
Of ketamine. that he had and the people closest to him. And, you know, it was so interesting, sad, but interesting, because this, it was all of his friends that were, not the people from Friends, but all of his surrounding people that were kind of giving these testimonial interviews saying, and I think we knew this, you know, Hollywood is kind of,
they all knew,
it's, they feed in, it's a city that feeds into all of your worst judgment calls. You
like,
know, all
like
of,
Vegas,
right? We're right. It's like, and every bad idea you ever had, they're like, here, we can make that happen. Yeah, we can make that happen over and over and over again.
Right.
So that unfortunately ended in such a sad, sad conclusion. Over 200 Nashville teens threw a massive illegal party in unoccupied homes. Do you ever put a house up for sale in a different city?
Yeah.
And you're really nervous. You're like, the house is empty. I'm scared someone's going to be, like, squatters are going to be in it, yeah, or someone's going to go in there. So this was two vacant homes in Middle Tennessee, which is weird because Middle Tennessee is generally fairly quiet. Maybe that's why the party, they had nothing else to do. Hosted an unwelcome teen party. This was Friday night.
An unwelcome teen party? Is it?
Well, the guy bought these two houses. This one guy owns these houses, right? And they're four-bedroom houses, and they're a lot of money. It's the $875,000 property.
Wow.
So they're like, hey, we've been watching this house. It's empty. We're going to host this party. And you remember being in high school, you'd hear about it. Ours were field parties out in Tennessee. They were like, drive down here and go here, and then it's out in the big open field, and there's a bonfire, and people pull their cars up.
We were respectful. We would get drunk in a field, yeah, not in someone's house.
No, it was totally redneck, but it was, you know, that's what everyone did. It was right, a big bonfire, and so I guess they sent an invite out, and now they're cell phones. It's like a texting. I don't even know how we got invites back in the day because we didn't have cell phones.
No, you just had to talk to somebody. Yeah.
Right. So they had, it was 200. Can you, I don't even know 200 people, but I guess if it's your class, you know.
Is it high school?
14-year-old. My son's 14. Junior high. I can't even imagine him throwing a party with drugs. That's what baffles me.
That's happening.
Isn't that nuts?
It's been going on, you know, first party I went to in school, I was 16, and we had brandy and pot and you name
Jeez.
It.
Jeez, so this guy gets wind that there's somebody in the house that he's trying to sell. He had built it, and then he's trying to, he was on the market, and he calls the cops. This is so crazy. Hey, there's 200 people in my vacant home, and they're like, well, we can't send anybody out there right now. Sorry.
What? What do you mean?
Which is crazy, because it's Middle Tennessee. The hell else you doing? It's pretty quiet out there.
What do you
there.
Mean you can't send anybody
We're
out?
Busy
I'd
right
like
now.
To change my call. It looks like there's a dead body in my backyard. You might want to go look at that.
So he goes in and breaks up the party. They all leave. The chandelier's ripped out of the ceiling, and there's so much, over $100,000 of damage in this one house. I'm not even talking about the other house that's like an hour away from this one, because they had a party there, too, where...
What?
Kids got rushed to the hospital for alcohol poisoning because you're dumb at that age. You don't know how to drink. Right. You're just guzzling vodka, and it's like, you're going to die. Stop.
Yeah, you need a responsible adult to facilitate your downfall.
So how did this end? Did it just...
So he believes that one of the teens broke the lockbox that used to store the keys for the contractors.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's how they got in.
Yeah.
And the two keys were returned home. But then as I read on, there were no charges that were pressed. So I'm thinking...
Nothing.
Who's paying for this? The kids' parents should be the ones that pay for this
absolutely.
House. And now you're left $875,000 property.
And you can't sell it.
And now you got to fix it up.
And nobody's arrested.
Nobody. No, well, the college, well, sorry, I know there's 200 people that broke in your house and they're destroying, so we can't do anything about it.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Wow.
Dude, that...
And he found...
Sorry.
You know how he found out who they were, too? He did his own investigation. He identified about 25 of them who were in his house because the dumbasses posted the footage that they were filming at the party on social media.
Evidence.
Of course.
So he
Civil
found
suits.
It and was like, that's my house. There's a kid swinging from the chandelier. Because you know what could have happened
right.
in this twisted world that we live in now?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What could have happened was the kid could have been swinging from the chandelier, fell, broke his leg, and his parents could sue the dude that owns the house, even though the kid is the one that broke into the house.
I hope that dude is serving each one of those 25 kids' parents.
A civil suit?
Yeah, you're darn right, dude. Your kids broke into my house. The cops didn't do anything about it. So guess what? Here we go.
Yeah, this just happened, so maybe we'll find out more. This is... The other night, when was the speech? Tuesday, they honored a bunch of people, and they started talking about men playing in women's sports, which was hilarious to me that the Democrats chose to wear pink in honor of women's rights, but then voted against... having women protected in their own spaces, but whatever.
Yeah.
And Peyton McNabb, if you don't know that name, she was there. Peyton McNabb is the female athlete that got severely injured because a trans girl, a dude that...
Six, 6'2".
Played against her in her sport in high school. Here she is telling you about all of it, because I didn't know the entire story. So she comes out and she tells the whole story about what exactly happened.
My name is Peyton McNabb. I am from Murphy, North Carolina. My senior year of high school, I was permanently injured by a male posing as a woman on the opposing team. He hit me so severely that it knocked me unconscious, and it left me with lifelong effects, stuff that I'm still dealing with today. Partial paralysis, vision impairment, cognitive issues. The list goes on. I mean, it is a brain injury, so it does take more time. Ever since then, I spoke out as soon as I turned 18, and it just blew up overnight. That's pretty much started the next 2 years for me. I've traveled from state to state, speaking up and standing up for girls and these basic rights that they deserve. I mean, these are so basic and it's common sense, but we're having to beg and plead and fight for years. There's so many things that have happened to me, and I'm not the only one, but all of that hard work paid off because we finally have an administration that was willing to stand up and hear us and choose to take on this issue for as big as it is and really champion women and say enough is enough. And I'm extremely thankful and honored to be a part of it. And I'm so thankful for President Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, injuries were extensive. Now, I went on and I was trying to do some more research because, you know, Riley Gaines, big advocate for, you know, no men in women's spaces, women's protecting women's sports.
How this is even an issue is amazing. Yeah. I mean,
why you even need to say it is, I mean, beyond
it's
crazy.
Like, if you didn't see the progression, you just brought somebody from, you know, 1980 forward and you're like, hey, check this out. They go, what the hell's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's really nothing to discuss. It doesn't make any sense. There's no reason other than...
It's the going from the one extreme to the other for me. You know, we came out of a Me Too movement after the Harvey Weinstein assaults where everyone was like, women, 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 we're here to protect women and women's rights and stand up for women. And then it's like, oh, unless...
Right.
Unless it goes against all these things that I want to have. So here, this is a girl... I've dubbed it RDS, Riley Derangement Syndrome. This is coming from a girl that doesn't understand why Riley Gaines and people like Peyton McNabb do not want biological males competing in their sports. Listen to how, well, I said it, deranged this one girl is. I couldn't believe what I heard.
Riley Gaines has been such a successful transphobe that her name is being attached to bills across the country trying to ban trans athletes and impede on trans rights. And the thing that I can't get past, besides the transphobia and the hatred and the bigotry and just the hatefulness of all of it, right? Mm-hmm. Is that I can't imagine being such a sore loser that having to share a fifth place trophy with a trans woman sent me into a years-long spiral to this degree.
Now, here's
you can't imagine being a loser.
It's just it makes no sense. It does. It. I'm sorry. There's no argument there. There's not even. You can't even make a case for it. There is no case. You're putting a guy in a girl's space.
It's just, what is the natural reaction from people like her that have no argument for it? Is to attach the word phobe on the end of the word and say, you must hate trans people, you must hate gay people, you must hate this.
You're a bigot.
Yeah, nobody's hating. Go play sports. Go do it. But don't put other people's lives in danger. Listen, Peyton, you heard the way she was speaking.
Right.
It's because she has cognitive issues, because she had such a severe brain injury. She's partially paralyzed.
Right.
You know, I mean, that wasn't enough for you to go. And then somebody commented below it and they're like, yeah, women get concussions all the time in women's sports. That's no big deal. This wasn't a concussion. This was a brain injury that left her permanently damaged.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And LeBron James changed his gender. You know what I mean? Okay. Can he stay in the NBA or, because he's a woman, does he have to go to the WNBA? Where he will score 840 points a game.
But he's not wrong.
What does it actually mean to be equal? You know what I mean?
You know, when you leave like the... when you leave the realm of reality and truth and you go into where these people are at, you can't talk to them. There's no reasoning to them because it's all nonsense.
But it's funny because we already have the stuff in place. It's already been there. We've already figured this out. This argument's already been had decades ago.
But that's why the past arguments and the present arguments don't matter to these people. Mm-hmm. You're a transphobe and that's it. And you've already been labeled.
If women are actually equal to men, then there would be no WNBA, would there? He would just be good enough to play in the NBA with us.
Yeah.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
All right, and finally, this guy on the street. This is hysterical.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Went and just asked simple questions to people like we always do. This is just for funsies. I want you to listen to some of these questions because it's great.
You know how many minutes are in one half of an hour?
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say, because there's 60 minutes, 25.
Yes. Do you know how many degrees make up a whole circle?
100.
Yes. How many cents make up $1?
25.
How many states make up the USA?
55.
Yes. Let's ask it.
Wow. Crazy talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.